This is VPR News. I'm Mitch Bertlieb. The 2016 gubernatorial election is still more than a year away, but a public poll is shedding some light on how voters view the candidates in the early going. As VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports, Lieutenant Governor Phil Scott enjoys a distinct advantage in some key electoral variables.
16 campaign is barely underway, but Rich Clark, director of the Castleton Polling Institute, says it's a good time to jumpstart a political conversation.
It's going to be a open seat and a very contentious election, we imagined, and we thought it was about time to weigh in, check the pulse of the public, see what they thought of the current round of candidates or potential candidates.
The random survey of more than 600 Vermont residents didn't set out to see who people are planning to vote for. Rather, the poll gauges the name recognition and favorability of the candidates, variables that will be key to determining who in the field will go on to replace outgoing Democratic Governor Peter Shumlin.
We're likely to see a very competitive Democratic primary. We see some candidates bunching up there. And we see a lieutenant governor who starts in a very enviable position.
Indeed, Lieutenant Governor Phil Scott emerged from the poll as the clear frontrunner in the Republican primary. More than three-quarters of Vermonters know who he is, according to the survey. Perhaps more importantly, 70% of those who've heard of him have a favorable opinion of Scott. Even among self-identified Democrats, 59% have a favorable opinion of Scott, while only 15% view him unfavorably.
You know, honestly, it's so early in the process, I didn't take too much from it.
That's former Wall Street executive Bruce Lisman, Scott's only announced opponent in the GOP gubernatorial primary, downplaying the significance of the results. Nearly 80% of Vermonters have never heard of Lisman, according to the survey. Among those that have, only about a third have a favorable opinion of him. Lisman, however, says his low name recognition gives him plenty of chances to make a good first impression. Democrats see similar opportunities for winning over undecideds in the coming months. House Speaker Shap Smith enjoys the greatest name recognition among announced Democrats. 61% have heard of him, and he was the lone Democrat to clear the 50% favorability threshold. One of Smith's competitors, former Windsor County Senator Matt Dunn, wasn't far behind, but only 38% of people polled had heard of former Transportation Secretary Sue Minter, the other announced Democrat in the field. Of those, only about half had any opinion of her. Rich Clark says that at this stage of the game, that's not necessarily a bad place to be.
You chart your own destiny, I guess, at that point, from the campaign's perspective.
Pomfret businessman Scott Milne, who nearly defeated Shumlin last November, was second only to Scott in name recognition in the poll. Milne says he hasn't decided yet whether he'll run again. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.